From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. Supreme Court to address immigration. The court announced Tuesday that it will hear a case challenging President Barack Obama's plan to protect more than 4 million undocumented immigrants from deportation. The president's executive order would also allow the illegals to work in the United States. The order is opposed by 26 states. The Supreme Court said it would hear arguments in April and decide the case in late June, about a month before the major parties select their presidential candidates. Libya's warring factions have agreed to create a unity government. Political chaos and factional fighting has engulfed the country since the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. It remains unclear whether the agreement will draw wide enough support to end the fighting. There was no immediate reaction from the country's two rival legislatures. The humanitarian organization Doctors Without Borders has denounced Europe's migration policy of deterrence. They call the policy a catastrophic failure that has endangered asylum seekers and created more business for smugglers. Aurélie Pontu is a displacement specialist with the group.
The EU and European governments are focused mainly on deterrence measures and not on responding to the needs of these people. So what we have been treating all year long is actually the consequences of these policies.
Its report, Obstacle Course to Europe, was issued Tuesday. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is welcoming the lifting of international economic sanctions against his country. He says Iran must remain wary of the United States as curbs on Iran's nuclear program are fully imposed. For more, check the website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations said Tuesday nearly 19,000 people were killed in Iraq between January 2014 and October of last year. It says more than 3 million people left their homes. The rise in violence coincided with the Islamic State group's seizing of large areas in northern and western Iraq and the beginning of U.S. airstrikes targeting the militants. The report says militants are believed to be holding 3,500 sexual slaves, mostly from the Yazidi minority, and continue to carry out systemic and widespread violations and abuses of international human rights law. It also notes complaints about rights abuses by pro-government forces. After being released from Iran as part of a prisoner exchange, a group of Americans got to meet Monday with family and supporters. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian met with senior editors from the newspaper at the German hospital where he is recovering. Former U.S. Marine Amir Hekmati met with family members and his congressman at the German hospital Monday. American pastor Saeed Abedini is also undergoing treatment at the hospital. Not much is known about a fourth American whose reasons for being in Iran are still unclear. Taiwan's premier has left his post following elections that will bring the chief opposition party into power. Ralph Jennings has more.
Taiwan Premier Mao Zedong has taken leave from his job, saying he will not be back. He expressed worry Saturday about his ability to govern after voters elected a president and parliament from the opposition party. The opposition leaders are expected to take a tougher stance on ties with political rival China, and a hobbled cabinet now may be unable to sustain the trust it has built up with Beijing since 2008. The premier also asked his cabinet to quit, and President Ma Ying-jeou is considering whether to give approval. Ralph Jennings, Taipei.
Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has vowed al-Shabaab militants will pay a heavy price for the attack Friday that reportedly killed dozens of Kenyan soldiers in southern Somalia. Speaking in a nationwide broadcast Tuesday, Mr. Kenyatta said Kenya is unbowed. The flag-draped caskets of four Kenyan soldiers killed in Friday's attack arrived in Nairobi's Wilson Airport late Monday. An advocacy group in the U.S. has become the first group to sue to block President Barack Obama's executive order calling for more background checks on gun buyers. Freedom Watch contends that Mr. Obama did not have the legal authority to expand the government's background checks absent congressional action. Officials in northwestern Pakistan say a suspected suicide blast Tuesday killed at least 12 people and wounded many more. A majority of the victims are said to be security forces. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.